The annual University of Louisiana Monroe Louisiana Tech Business Outlook Summit is Friday. The session is highlighted by a presentation from Oppenheimer Chief Market Strategist John Stoltzfus. John, thank you for joining us.
Oh, thanks, Bob. Good to be here.
John, a lot of discussion over the federal interest rate. Do we see signs of normalization for the rate?
We'd have to think so. We think the whole process of tapering that that began in January, announced in December and began in January by the Fed, is indication that the Fed sees enough strength in the economy that it makes sense now to begin the tapering process, removing the Fed's presence essentially being billeted across the yield curve and returning to a more normal period. And we're three times into tapering thus far.
Well, can the economy suffer a blow if we don't see some stability there?
I think it could, but I think so far the weather has been more disruptive of the economy in the first quarter. I think that both the economy and the marketplace, not just the exchanges and the bond market, but also the private industry and Main Street have all been looking for an end to quantitative easing to a more normal environment. And the indication is by the GDP numbers of the last few quarters, even the lower revised number of the fourth quarter, would indicate that indeed economic recovery in the U.S. is now moving to a more normal economic expansion.
John, I think another piece of the puzzle is recent events with Russia, as well as the cool relationship with China. What do we know and expect of their interest in the economic picture?
Well, I'd have to say, related to Russia first, the whole effect of the actions taken in Crimea, we would have to think that the sanctions that are being placed upon Russia will no doubt affect not only Russia, but will affect those in the free world. I date myself there, or those in the Western world. Will hurt trade to some extent, and have knockoff effects on both sides of the equation tied to that tied to the sanction process. But overall, would have to think that the U.S. economic recovery remains very much in place and will not be displaced by Russia. And related to China, China's problems are currently being addressed by the Chinese themselves. It's a complex, longer-term process of taking an economy that is overly dependent on exports and building in place of the current system a robust domestic economy that can take away some of that dependency on exports. That said, China growing at 7% or 7.5% or even 6% as an $8.5 trillion economy should still produce enough growth that will positively affect the global economy in terms of its contribution. So we think at this point we feel comfortable about the status. Related to Russia, I just would like to say, we do not think that the reaction so far by the West to Putin's actions reflect a Chamberlain moment in history. So what we'd also have to say is we think that the process of economic recovery that is evident within the European Union and European Monetary Union is on track to continue to move forward, even though that region, of course, has greater proximity to Ukraine, has reason to reflect upon any impact on grain exports or energy exports from Ukraine into Europe. Those are all would be outstanding issues, and that could put pressure on Europe near term. Though much of that is offset by the fact that Europe, in contrary to the U.S., is enjoying a relatively mild winter, and there are significant stockpiles of natural gas and other sources of energy in Europe now because they just haven't had to use it.
And lastly, John, you see some underlying themes. What is at play here?
Well, in terms of the global picture, we would have to say in the developed markets, it is one of a heightened sense by investors that it is the developed markets that are leading the world into a new economic recovery process, that the emerging markets will follow the developed markets. If you look at it, it's almost like a train. The U.S. is the locomotive. Behind it comes Europe, then Japan, and then begin the emerging markets behind that in the process. Beyond that, thematics keep inflation at bay in this process by the fact of robotics on the factory floor and algorithms in the office space that puts pressure on any increased potential for higher wages. And so we would take an environment which is tough on labor, and a labor of all kinds, from factory floor to the corner offices, but is good for corporations that are more efficiently run, and over the near and intermediate term should be good for shareholders of stocks.
John Stoltzfus is Oppenheimer Chief Market Strategist. He'll be sharing coming up Friday during the ULM Louisiana Tech Business Outlook Summit. John, looking forward to that presentation, and thanks for your time.
Thanks, Bob. Good to be with you.